Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Viking Ocean Cruises celebrated a milestone on Thursday. Its upcoming ship, Viking Venus, was floated out of Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy. The ship will now go to wet dock for interior design and outfitting. And Cruise Industry News is reporting that MSC Cruises could return to service in Europe as early as August 1st. The company is now looking for crew members to staff its ships in the Mediterranean by July 15th in order to train the crew members on updated protocols. And finally, ships up to 30 guests can now enter Amsterdam's port region. This is part of Amsterdam's phased-in approach for cruising. July 1st, the port will accept ships with up to 100 guests. And it was a bearish day on Wall Street Thursday. Carnival Corporation at 17.43, down 15%. Norwegian at 17.25, down 16%. And Royal Caribbean at 54.50, down 14%. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.